This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was never sexy, but the Orlando Magic had a nice little basketball season. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today we're talking the Orlando Magic, and before we do that, remember, if this is your first time listening to the show or you still haven't done it, make sure that you subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening to it on and hit the thumbs up button and all of that good stuff. Send us your feedback. We want you guys to send us some feedback. It just makes the show better, and we like to hear from you guys and build out the community aspect of this show. So send that to myself at Aaron Bruschi or at Dr. A at Ethos Fantasy NBA. That's a DOCKTORAAARONBRUSKI. And right now, right away, we're just getting to business today. I want to bring in Steve. So you're nearby, adjacent, if you will, to the Orlando Magic. How do you think they did this past season? But also, like, do you think, like, locally, how have they done in terms of energizing that local fan base?
They've done pretty well. They were surprisingly good this season. Like, I couldn't really figure out how they were doing it or what they were doing, but they're just one of those teams. They remind me of the Miami Heat from a couple of years ago. Just really solid on defense, nice and solid with offense, nothing flashy, nothing that stands out, nothing that you really see on SportsCenter every night. But, you know, Paolo Banchero is a really good player. Their triumvirate of point guards didn't seem to mess them up or slow them down. And Wendell Carter Jr. and Mo Wagner turned out to be pretty decent players. So, and Franz Wagner, of course, is very good. So there's a lot to be excited about with Orlando. I think they're going to be good for a while. I just don't know that they can be great without having a little more flash on that team. They just don't have that big name guy. Paolo Banchero should be that guy at some point, but I don't know if he has the game that it takes to get there.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's almost kind of just like a football player playing basketball or something, and that might make it sound like, okay, he's really super untalented, but it's not that. It's he doesn't have that quick, explosive you know, left, right, you know, north, south game. He just kind of gets into his stuff. And because he's stronger and also has the skill and the touch, that he can just kind of do what he wants. But as we saw in the playoffs, the combo of he and Franz Wagner, like, they're not an explosive enough to make a defense concerned about getting beat. They're concerned about getting beat, but, like, they can live with Paolo beating them over the top. And it worked maybe, you know, a couple times for Orlando. And the rest of the time, it was a real grind. Jalen Suggs, he kind of makes that issue a little bit more pronounced because he's not the world's greatest finisher. He's not the world's greatest shooter. He's taken steps forward, I should say, in those departments. But they just got really easily defensible when the competition got super good. So we'll try to flesh out some of these issues as we kind of talk about the individual fantasy seasons at play. Before we do that, I should probably pay some bills and I should probably get them on screen as to not just wing it. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Get every stat matchup and even get live odds while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today and get in the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Franz Wagner, top 50... top 60. We'll go top 60 season and 9 cat on games played. 72 games, so a real middle-of-the-road games played number. 20 points, 5 boards, just under 4 assists, 1.1 steals, 0.4 blocks. So really on the borderline of not getting it done defensively. 48% from the field and an 85% from the foul line. So good percentages here. Good-ish, I should say, on the field goal side. But you know what? He's a guy that's not hurting you anywhere. How did the playoffs sit with you? Does it make you feel like Franz is not going to be able to take a step forward and sort of hit a more elite gear? Or is that just an overreaction to a bad situation where he's, you know, kind of taken on the brunt of that?
Yeah, I mean, he's in a situation where he's got to be the alpha on that team, but I don't know that he really should be an alpha on any team. Like he should be that really complimentary guy that hits threes and gets rebounds and scores a bunch of points, backing up a superstar. And right now they don't have that guy. So he's sort of having to play the role of, you know, the lead guy and the lead actor on Orlando. But I don't think that's who he is. He doesn't have enough stuff to carry a team by himself.
Yeah, no, I mean, but there were times I would say in international play the year before, where you kind of thought maybe he could be, you know, the ability to sort of jump over people a little bit on some of the jumpers he takes, and then having the strength to be able to euro his way to the hoop and. He was getting to a lot more spots, and then you just fast forward to the Cleveland series, and he just couldn't get anywhere. You're right. I think he's an absolutely great, like, he as a three-man on a good team, you know, the third best player, I think that could be really good for him. As of right now, he's kind of number two in Orlando. Let's play this out. I mean, this team's going to be relatively stable heading forward. It remains to be seen what they're going to be able to add over there. I mean, it's been linked to names like Malik Monk, you know, that level of an addition. Let's say they improve a little bit offensively, not a lot, you know, maybe add a Malik Monk, which would be actually great for these guys. What does that do for Franz? Is he just like a stable asset that you just sort of like, if he's there, take him, great. You feel pretty good about it. Or is there some other element to his story next year in fantasy leagues?
No, I mean, he improved from what, 20 to 22 points per game this year. He may get up to 23 next season, 24, but nothing drastic. And he is who he is. And I think whether you add a superstar to the Magic or you leave it as is, you're going to get the same Franz either way. And is Paolo Banchero the alpha dog there and Franz is number two? Well, I think what it should be is Banchero should be number two. Franz should be number three. They need to find that number one.
I hear they grow on trees. They just show up in places like Orlando. They just and that's really troubling, right? Like, how are you going to pull that off if you're Orlando? Like, do you have to take somebody who's a big name that's had a couple down seasons and they will be, you know, a little bit toxic, a big old risk, and play it that way?
Well, they don't really have, I don't feel like they've got trade a lot of pieces to work with to try to get better. So I'm kind of afraid that the Magic are who they are. Like, this is the team that's going to be good enough to make the playoffs every year, and it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to be a Magic fan, but I don't know that they're going to have the tools to win it all. anytime soon, which, you know, that's going to get old, is making it to the playoffs and then getting a crappy draft pick and then having to pull miracles out of your hat with middle round draft picks. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how you go out and get a star player like what you need, unless somebody who's an unrestricted free agent really wants to come play A, in Florida, and B, with Paolo and Franz.
These situations to me are always fascinating, because like, if you're a team that sets yourself up for a no championship kind of a outcome, like there's no path to a championship. I mean, we see that in Sacramento with, you know, Domantas Sabonis as the center. It's like, that's just not going to fly. In you're going to have to do something major to make it happen. So why bet on that? Why not dismantle that and play it a different way? If you know that you're at a 0% chance of making it work. And then in Orlando, it's like, Paolo, you're right. If he's your number two best player, I think you feel a lot better. And yet he was drafted one overall, has pretty much had a, you know, reasonably good run at the NBA level doing what you want your number one pick to do. Like, you know, a lot of top three picks have worked out much worse. So I think you're happy, right? If you're in Orlando, but then you have this concept of like, can he be your number one best player? And if the answer is no, then why not start planning around that? And the hard part with his game is he takes a lot of dribble heavy, you know, isolation possessions, a lot of what people kind of consider to be bad shots. And who wants to come in and play number one to that? You know, so is there going to be a reformation that needs to take place in Paolo's game? And it just brings on more questions than answers, I think. So, like, if you're Orlando, like, I don't know that this is in my own mental planning just yet, but I'm looking for off ramps to can I cash in Paolo to get something great, you know, something transformational, something, you know, that might fit this squad a little bit better, because I just don't see it with this crew. Like Wagner, Suggs, Banchero, and then the list gets really thin. I mean, like, you're counting on Jonathan Isaac to stay healthy and be good and not do, you know, something, you know, a little bit off the wall or whatever. Like, I just don't see a path for these guys to find, like, maybe trading away future firsts to try to get some talent to be that other guy. But pure basketball wise, a guy like Malik Monk actually makes a ton of sense to add to this recipe, because they needed guys with wiggle. They needed guys with explosion. They needed guys who were willing to kind of shoot with, you know, no regard for, you know, the consequences. That's Malik Monk in a nutshell. But Malik Monk's not changing this franchise. He's not bringing them into the, I mean, they were just there almost, but like, he's not bringing them into the top four of the East, you know, as far as an outcome goes. So I'm just a little confused on where they go. Just kind of sounds like you are too. Let's spin through some fantasy analysis here. We'll kind of pick at these questions as we go. Jalen Suggs, top 75 player, finished with 75 games played. How were you with Suggs? I mean, he wasn't on a lot of people's draft boards, I think, heading into the year. But 2 threes a game, 1.4 steals, 0.6 blocks. The free throws up to 75.6% on just 2 a game. 47% from the field. I mean, these are numbers we can work with here. Are you excited about him heading into next season?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Yeah, Kamla is a big Suggs guy. I didn't have any shares of Jalen Suggs last season. I was a little frightened of him because of all the point guards they have in Orlando. You know, Markelle Fultz, the other one, Anthony, Cole Anthony. So I was always a little bit scared of Suggs. If they could get rid of one of those other point guards and just give him all the minutes, I would be very excited about him. I may lean into Suggs a little bit this coming season, and I think we can get him without having to spend a really valuable pick to pick him up.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on the board late. I think there will probably be a little competition for him, but not a lot. The potential for him to be a really good impact player at the NBA level. I mean, it's a story we've heard a million times, is guy learns to shoot, has everything else kind of going for him. Yeah, the injury stuff is definitely concerning, so that's something to keep an eye out for. But 75 games, he kind of proved that he can do it. So that's going to be interesting. I think that he makes them kind of back to the larger conversation. We're going to go right into Paolo Banchero here, just a fantasy asset. But like, if you're Orlando and you're trying to kind of convince the powers that be around the league that this is for real, come take us seriously. You know, I want, you know, if I'm running the team, I want Banchero to be my number two guy and I want to try to go get a number one, or hey, maybe we'll just make Banchero the number one guy and just get a really good number two that's complimentary, or whatever the plan is, right? I'm showing them guys like Jalen Suggs, the powers that be around the league, and I'm saying this is a winning basketball player. And if we, you know, if your client or, you know, whatever, however, whoever your audience is, if your client's going to come to this organization, you've got this piece, and this piece, and that makes us competitive. And so somehow, some way, you can make a deal go off that isn't dead money. As of right now, nibbling around the edges, you know, to add like these explosive guard scorers or whatever, the Malik Monks of the world, it is not working for me as far as a planning process. But you know, as for Banchero, 23 points per game, 7 boards, 5.5 assists, 1.5 combined steals and blocks. Defending is definitely not, you know, like, I don't want to say he's dead in the water as a defender. I mean, he can get better. He's got great length, great strength. So theoretically, he can be a part of, you know, a pretty good defensive team, which Orlando was throughout the season. Is he going to, you know, lock down the other team's number one? Is he going to control the paint? No. Plays a very perimeter style game. So, you know, those things all don't kind of factor well for him, but 72.5% from the foul line. I think that's really, you know, that and the 3 turnovers, he's handling so much, 45.5% from the field, a lot of attempts per game. It's just the efficiency is not there. He finished top 115 in 80 games in 9 cat leagues. And I think people didn't even, I mean, outside of the intermediate and expert crowd that's really swimming in these numbers, I don't think people understood that it was really, you know, a bad fantasy season from the perspective that you had to punt at least two categories probably, and you weren't doing that great in field goal percentage. You're almost effectively punting three categories. Then you get to the defensive numbers. So you're kind of punting four and five categories almost. Where are you with Paolo? I know we've talked about him on the show, but if you haven't heard before, where are you at with him?
Yeah, you know, Banker to me is one of those big guys that doesn't really block shots. And I need my big guys to either hit a ton of threes or block shots. And he doesn't really fit either bill. So, I mean, I think you've got a really nice player there. One that you can build around. And one that, I mean, there's a lot of room and potential for him to grow and get better. But fantasy-wise, I let somebody else draft him because his name is definitely bigger than his game at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you can work in some pretty exotic punt strategies. You know, if you're in an 8-cat league, it actually works a lot better. Yeah, it's classic big name bigger than game territory. And it also, I think, from the reality perspective, it's going to be probably flashing in my mind for the next couple seasons here. It's like, you could probably get a haul for Banchero right now. And that being, you know, just an interesting, probably extraordinarily unlikely move. Like, you just never see moves like this in the NBA, but I'm constantly out there trying to think of them. So something to just keep an eye out over the next few seasons is how they make the puzzle fit. Other names this last season, just kind of interesting. I know, Steve, if you want to weigh in after I rattle a bunch of these off, just feel free to pick it, whatever you like here. Cole Anthony finished with a top 135 season in just 22 minutes per game. Did that with 81 games. So I think that's both encouraging and discouraging on a number of different levels. Mo Wagner, a 150 finish in 17.7 minutes per game. Took him 80 games to get there. So you got these guys that are sort of plotting their way to decent little finishes out there. Jonathan Isaac, 185 finish in just 58 games. So some classic John Isaac stuff. He actually handled big minutes at the end of the season. Not big minutes, but big Jonathan Isaac minutes in the sense that it could end at any given moment, it feels like, for him. And he actually had some resiliency and had some really nice moments on the court when he was out there. Wendell Carter Jr. played 55 games just outside of the top 200. I don't want to say he was like good in fantasy leagues, but he didn't fade that bad. Other than that, Markelle Fultz didn't play much. 43 games. Not even worth saying what his numbers were, but just didn't really have the kind of go-ahead season that it felt like he could have had. Had a little bit of momentum rolling into this season. So out of those names, and with the Orlando Magic in general, is there anything that you feel a listener would benefit from hearing as we head on out of this show?
people keep waiting for Markelle Fultz to break out, and it just never seems to happen. I think Wendell Carter Jr. is a pretty good player. He's never been put in the right. Well, I think he was in the right position in Chicago, but he wasn't very good back then. And then sort of turned around a couple seasons ago and went off. But I think he's recovering from an injury, and he just hasn't been the same. I think trying to deal with Banchero as well as Mo Wagner just clutters up his minutes and his role in Orlando. So I'm not expecting big things from WCJ. And then our guy, the milk carton man, Jonathan Isaac, I think you said, oh, classic Isaac stuff. Is there such a thing as classic Isaac stuff? Because we've never really seen him play until this year. But, you know, I will never fall for the Jonathan Isaac hype, because he basically was off the map for four straight years. And that's too much to come back from. I'm rooting for him. I'm just not touching him in fantasy.
I mean, this guy got 2.6 combined cash counting stats in the three-pointers and the steals and the blocks category that we're always talking about here. And he did it in 16 minutes per game. That Jonathan Isaac, who did not play for like four seasons. If there was some medical miracle going on somewhere, you know, that would be probably the only thing that I could subscribe to, because the idea that he's going to handle an NBA season and do it for more than 20 minutes per game, that's got to be some pretty low odds. That's got to be some like 10% kind of odds. So you're probably constantly chasing with Jonathan Isaac, and that's just not a great spot to be in. All right. So I think that'll do it for the Orlando Magic. We didn't get any Disney World talk, so congrats to us. Saturday, tomorrow, we're going to be doing the Cleveland Cavaliers season in review. And then on Monday, we're going to get after the New Orleans Pelicans, which I'm sure will be a blast. One more time, I'd like to ask you guys, if you have not done so, to humbly, or that we're being humble. I like using the word humble a lot. It's probably because it's on this read right here. I would like to humbly ask you to like and subscribe to the show, because I can read, as well as continue sending us feedback so we can continue improving the show. If you're not a premium member, that's actually the big news. Follow all of our feeds at Ethos Fantasy NBA, at Ethos Fantasy NFL, and at Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. Right now, aside from getting the free content of the blurbs and this is the best in industry stuff that you can get there, all of our promo stuff is going to be going out on those channels. Also, when you're giving us feedback, you can probably hear about that from our feeds as well, at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A. And mine at Aaron Bruski, A-A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I. Enjoy the weekend, folks. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, a Sports Ethos presentation presented by Bet Online. Until next time, be well.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.